This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Cattle Decapitation here on Metal Shop.
Man, the drummer for that band must be really sexy. you can hear the sexiness.
Ooh, yeah.
Just coming from those last beats, man.
Manufactured Extinct, the Anthropocene Extinction from 2015. In studio right now, Mr. Dave McGraw. Dude, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us this weekend on Metal Shop.
No, thank you for inviting me. It's awesome to be here.
Yeah, and when Ryan told us, he was like, hey, Dave lives in the Northwest. We knew we had to get you in, and you've been mentioning, you've been living here for, what, like 10, 12 years now?
Yeah, off and on. I mean, this is the third time I've relocated back home, and it's great to be back. I mean,
which part of town you live in?
I'm in Madison Park right now.
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome, man. So you haven't been in Cattle Decapitation the whole time of the band. So what got you into Cattle Decapitation? Like, how did you join up with the band?
Well, it was interesting. Actually, I met the guys in the band. We played this fest called Robo Mosh Fest, and I was playing in a band called Sleep Terror at the time back
in 2006. We know Luke. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Luke rules.
Yeah. So, you know, me and Luke did this two-man band tour thing, you know, and we ended up playing some good shows and ended up meeting Travis and became friends. And about a year after that, they were like, hey, we need a drummer, you know, to go on tour, and I was available. So it all started there.
That's awesome.
So you have three of the Cattle Decap records under your belt, right?
Yeah, that's correct. The first one was The Harvest Floor in 2009, and then Monolith of Inhumanity 2012, and then the last album that we put out 2015, The Anthropocene Extinction.
And we saw you just recently at Studio 7 with Brujeria. Man, that was an amazing show. I was actually on my first date with my girlfriend at that show.
Oh, awesome. Ooh.
So, Cattle Decapitation Day.
That's a good show to take your date at.
Yeah, you worked some heavy metal magic, man.
It's great. That's romantic.
It's great.
That's awesome.
I owe you a debt or a drink or something.
Yes, a living, breathing piece of defecating meat is your first kiss.
Ooh.
Hey, that's when you know it's going to last, man.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
How'd you get into drumming and, like, extreme metal?
Well, it's kind of funny because I got into drumming because at the time, this is a long time ago, obviously, but me and my buddies were going to start a band, and there was no drummer. I actually wanted to play guitar, a bit of a guitar player.
Out of necessity, then.
But it was
I was like, well, I don't want to be left out of the band, you know? I want to be in the band, so, hey, I'll play the drums.
The classic conundrum. We don't have a drummer!
I was like, hey, I'll do it, and then I was like, wait a minute. That was actually pretty awesome. And, you know, got into Metallica and listened to One, you know, that classic kick part. You know, that was it. I was just like, this is awesome. I got to be a drummer.
Yeah?
Of course, my parents are like, are you sure you want to be a drummer? Like,
how about
acoustic guitar? Like, that's nice.
We got a nice triangle over here for you.
We have some James Taylor records you can listen to, Dave.
Yeah.
No.
But as far as extreme drumming, I would say, well, Igor Cavalera was my first, in my opinion, extreme drummer that I got into. Because back, you know, if you just play with so much power and, you know, the late 80s, early 90s era of Sepultura was just so aggressive and, you know, death thrash, I guess you could call it, I don't know, you know, but it just had that energy. And to me, that was like the purest form of extreme. And then, of course, came Morbid Angel and everything else and a long, long list of...
It's got more insane than there.
Worse from there. Then I'm like, what is this? It sounds like crap. That was a blast beat. And then, you know, of course, you know, my ears weren't... developed yet, I guess.
Sure.
I figure out what was going on, but
I mean, I'm curious to know how you guys do this because where does Travis live? San Diego or down in California somewhere? I know you're not all in the same place at the same time.
Right. No, the band's all in San Diego, and I decided to move back here because I missed it. But the reality is that a lot of pro bands actually, as time goes on, and you kind of get your workflow going, and you know, you have a system that works. You know, people relocate, you know, to make it work. I mean, this thing is a marathon, not a sprint, you know, so you just
got to do
what you got to do to make it work, to balance out, you know, your life.
And you got
to
stay sane.
Of course. You know, I mean, obviously we love what we do, but, you know, we're not on tour all the time. We have families.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got things to do.
Wives, girlfriends, jobs, all that stuff.
All right. We got Dave McGraw from Cattle Decapitation. We're going to hold on to you for this hour. We're going to make you pick out some good songs and play some more Cattle Decap. We're going to pay some quick bills and come back and talk more to you. If that's cool.
Awesome. Sweet.
All right, it's Metal Shop here on The Rock.
We now return to Metal Shop on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
In studio with us right now, we have Cattle Decapitation
decapitation.
Drummer Dave McGraw. He's hanging out. He kind of curated a nice, brutal playlist for us tonight. And yeah, we have some nice, tasty morsels for us to chew on.
But while we do have you here, and we got you pinned literally in the corner, we're gonna try and pull some info out of you. So
definitely,
you know, the last Cattle Decap record came out in 2015.
That's right.
Obviously, we all know how to add 2 years to 2015. It's been a little while. So are you guys working on anything new? What's going on with the Cattle Decap camp?
Yeah, I mean, we all write in our own time. And, you know, we've got some tasty stuff, you know, prepared to go on a mix. But we haven't really been writing songs, you could say. I mean, we all have the stuff that, you know, we like to write in our own time.
Sure.
We're still focusing on touring right now since we still have this year ahead of us to tour supporting the last album. But no, we're definitely working on stuff.
Nice. Well, we are stoked for whatever will be received from the Cattle Decapitation. We will enjoy it in our loins.
Yeah, and you better hook us up. You get something new.
Oh, you know it.
We'll accept it into our orifices.
We'll come find you in Madison Park.
Who are some of your current influences, man?
Current influences? A bit of all over the place. Actually, we were just talking about this earlier, but I've been listening to a lot of Void of Silence and Shape of Despair.
Okay.
If I'm in that kind of funeral doom kind of stuff. But, I listen to everything. I was listening to a lot of Chilean jazz, actually, the other day.
Really?
Yeah. It's not that they're different because they're Chilean. It's just that I grew up down there. So,
sure.
You know, there's some musicians that I've been following for a while, and listening to where they're at now is very impressive.
Yeah, you were saying you listened to some Funeral Doom, and you like that style of music. Obviously, Cattle is a little bit faster. Do you think we'll ever hear, like, a slower, like, doomy Cattle song?
Well, you know, I think that you can actually hear a little bit of those influences in some of the songs.
Sure.
For the, actually, every album that I've been in, at least. And even before I was in the band, Cattle's always been influenced by all kinds of different genres. And, you know, we just try to make it work. But, I mean, when we write, we're just basically writing what we're, you know, the ideas that we came up with. We don't really say, okay, this part's going to, you know.
Here's the hardcore song.
Exactly.
Here's the doom song.
Here's the Chilean jazz part.
Exactly.
Here's the ska song.
So, totally. I mean, like, I know that you guys have a little bit of downtime, not much in between touring and whatnot. Do you have any other projects that you work on? Do you have any, like, side bands? You jam with friends? Like, anything like that on your own time?
Not really. That's something that I'm actually really wanting to change, because I've been wanting to collaborate with other musicians for a long time. It's just that our touring schedule's been pretty hectic as of late, so when I'm home, I just like to spend time with my girlfriend Kelly and
hit the gym.
What's up,
hit
Kelly?
Hit the gym. You know, just do other things, but just kind of like take a break from it, you know. But I've been re-inspired as of late, and I'm looking forward to starting projects with other people. But as of right now, nothing in particular.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, let's get into a few of the songs that Mr. Dave McGraw picked out here. Should we start with Surreption?
Yes.
Yeah. Why Surreption, man?
They've been my favorite death metal band since 2009.
Cool.
I've been extremely vocal about this.
Awesome.
Like, every time I can, you know, without being like, all right, you post about Surreption all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to freak those guys out, you know? But I had the pleasure of touring with them and Cannibal Corpse in 2015, so I got to see them every day for like a month.
That's your dream.
Oh, nice. It was the best thing ever. You know, of course, I'm side stage, you know, air guitar, air bass, air everything, you know, so... Yeah,
Dave, okay?
Yeah, I have to chill out after that. You know, they're like, all right, super fun. Oh, dude,
we got a super fan over here. Oh, my God.
He's on tour with us. Damn it.
All right, well, let's play some Surreption, and then how you feel about some Madball, too, after that?
Oh, of course.
All right, let's do that, and then we'll be back with Dave McGraw, drummer from Cattle Decap. Here's some Surreption on Metal Shop. We'll be right back.
Shop is in progress. This is Metal Shop. 99.9 KISW.
Metal Shop, Madball, New York Hardcore!
Yeah, dude, that wasn't just us playing one of our favorite bands. It was actually Dave from Cattle Decapitation wanted to hear that.
You got an eclectic taste, man.
Hey, any reason to play Madball is cool with me.
But you know what time of night it is here on Metal Shop, where we kind of slow things down just a bit and enter the Metal Shop Brutal Poetry Lounge, where we investigate some of the finer intricacies of death metal lyrics. Tonight, it's a very special edition of Brutal Poetry.
That's right. So Dave plays in a band called Cattle Decapitation. He might often wonder when he's behind that drum set what the hell Travis is actually saying. So right now, he's going to read the lyrics to one of their songs, Plagueborn. It's Cattle Decapitation with Dave McGraw from Cattle Decapitation on Brutal Poetry.
Imbued atmospheric sepsis. My contribution to this assembly of disorder. Infiltrating insidious species. Specific disease capitalizing casualty hoarder. I am the history of adaptation materialized. Judge, jury, trial and error. I am the one you look for under your bed at night.
Under your bed.
Hellborn unspeakable terror. No god would ever have created me. Nothing could be so insane. This nature that makes us inherited disgust, animal and inane, inside of you. In the host, I will spawn, multiplying, dividing, taken over. All that you know is gone. Corruption of phylum. Genus, kingdom, order. You cannot go on. I am the scythe that cutting you down pandemic. Scourge, human bodies are purged.
Purged.
Within the minds of every one of us, lies of piety, truths of lust, deep inside of everyone alive. A plague that can't be denied.
Chilling. Amazing. That was Dave McGraw from Cattle Decapitation with Cattle Decapitation Plagueborn on Brutal Poetry.
Yeah.
Metal Shop on the Rock. 99.9 KISW. Surrounds us. Evil is rising, spreading destruction. Hatred and fear. So the beauty of life fades away. Igniting the war. I know the end is almost near. I must survive. Search for a new beginning. Soon the world will fall. The proof of strong one day we'll see.
Yeah.
is up. Metal Shop will return. 99.9 KISW. Welcome back to Metal Shop. 99.9 KISW.
This hour we have been hanging out with Mr. Dave McGraw from the almighty Cattle Decapitation. He lives in town, and so we finally got his ass up into the studio. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight, man.
My pleasure.
So I'm curious. I know you've been playing a lot of shows over the last your lifetime. Are there like one or two that stick out as like the best, like the most memorable show you've ever played?
Ooh, that's a toughie. Well, you know, there's a lot that stand out, but I guess for me it would be I personally like, and I tell this to my bandmates all the time, I personally like smaller shows. You know,
okay.
Like, you know, 250 room capacity, you know.
Intimate, yeah.
Intimate, hot, steamy, loud.
Everyone's like standing on top of each other.
Exactly, yeah. I don't know. It's really hard to think of a specific one because I guess I've been fortunate to play some pretty good shows in my life. But I guess as of late, I'd say that my favorite show that we've played in the last, cycle or something. We played this tiny room in Wales.
Wow.
And it was a big soccer day, I remember. And we were like, you know, pretty worried because, you know, it's a huge deal out there.
That's
you
the
know?
Hooligans,
and,
man.
Oh, exactly.
Get rowdy out there.
Well, and the venue got moved. We were supposed to play at a slightly larger place.
Yeah.
And then they're like, nope, it got moved to like this place upstairs. And for some reason, almost every other show is like upstairs somewhere in Europe. So you're like, ugh, you know.
Oh, in the heat.
Oh,
the sweaty heat.
I mean, it was, I almost fainted like three times or something like that. But it was just awesome. But anyway, so, you know, there's like 200 or 250 kids in there. You can only fit like 150. It was just out of control.
Nice.
You know? Kids flying everywhere.
People were getting rowdy.
You know, singing the lyrics and for death, which for death metal is, you know, like wow,
that's dedication. Yeah,
you know, so that would be probably one of the most memorable shows for me in the recent time that we've been playing out for this album.
Dude, that sounds rowdy. And speaking of rowdy, like I was wondering, I mean, you have been on a lot of different tours with a lot of different people. What are like the rowdiest bands you've ever toured with, and what are some of maybe bands that like to pull the biggest pranks?
You know, see, I feel a little bit not weird. I guess I'm conflicted on that because I wouldn't want to really be on tour with bands that pull a lot of pranks or something like
sure.
that. Because, you know, I know that there's sort of this like a perception that when you go out on tour, it's all fun and games, and obviously we have a good time,
yeah.
You know, but you know, you're working with the same people every day, and you want to know that when it's time to get your game face on, you know, and you know, respect people's
bubble,
you know, which there's no bubble when you're on tour.
Yeah.
But,
all right, no, who's the biggest part of yours?
Yeah. Well, that would be a lot of bands.
Yes.
I think everybody, you know, at least in my camp, it's, you know, after the job's done, you know, it's time to have a drink or two.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Or seven or eight.
Exactly.
You know.
Back in the day, you know, when we did a lot of the driving ourselves, you know, obviously that wasn't the case, but we've been sort of retired of doing the driving ourselves, and we're just kind of burnt out on it. So,
well,
you know, that allows yeah. for you to, you know, have a few. So,
yeah, kick back.
Awesome. Exactly.
There's probably a few younger kids listening right now that are like, man, I want to be like Dave. I want to be a good drummer. And we're like, what's a good place to start? Good piece of advice for a youngster out there trying to get into a band.
Well, you know, that's a tough one.
Be prepared to be broke all the time.
Well, I would
work your ass off.
I'm going to say some real adult stuff right now. How about that?
Sure.
I'd say get your education out of the way. So, like, if you're a teenager right now, I don't know, maybe if you're like 18, let's just say if you're 18,
sure.
or whatever, you're in your mid 20s, whatever. I would just say, like, you can tour whenever, you know, for the most part.
Okay.
Just get. I'm not saying that going to college or anything like that will guarantee you any sort of, you know, great job or anything like that. But just get that out of the way.
Get a backup plan.
Get a backup plan ready because it's going to be tough. I mean, I've toured for so many years where I came home and I had to, like, sell gear or whatever, you know. And that was like a normal thing, but I didn't care. I knew that hopefully, well, I didn't know if that this was going to happen or not, but I was hoping that one day, you know, I wouldn't be in that situation. And unfortunately, I'm not anymore. But so that's what I would
try and try and be secure.
Yeah, just be responsible, you know, and like try to be responsible. Obviously, you know, no one's going to stop you from playing or getting better at your instrument, you know, or I mean, you can, if you look at it nowadays, I mean, there's, with YouTube being what it is and just all the social media, I mean, you can put out music and be known and be a rock star without ever having to play a show in your life or go on tour. I mean, so
viral sensations,
you know, I'm not saying go be a YouTube star or anything like that, but I'm just saying it's a lot easier now, you know, I think
absolutely
to get noticed or just to get your music out there. So I'm, you know, just have a plan B, keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, if you get a good plan going on, you might be able to do both, you know?
Well, thanks, Daddy Dave.
There you go.
Yeah. Solid advice right there. I like
it. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Tell us about your drum endorsement. You've obviously worked hard enough to get yourself into a good situation here. How do you pronounce it? Sake drums?
Yeah, I've heard it pronounced a couple of different ways, but I think sake.
Sake.
Cool.
It's like sake.
How did that line up? You just in the right time, right place, right time. Somebody hit you up.
A bit of that. I was with Pearl Drums for a good amount of time, and obviously they're a great company and stuff. But I was ready to try something new and go with a different company. And we played a show in Poland in Warsaw, and I'd been aware of Sake for a long time, and I was really excited about them and the drums that they were making.
Okay.
And I mean, they've been making drums since 1925, actually, in Japan.
Damn!
Yeah, handmade drums. I mean, they've been in the business for a long time. What they were doing is they were actually the drum manufacturer for the high-end drum line for a company that I can't really say the name, but it's pretty obvious if you look it up.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, that's what they want. But anyway.
Word.
So anyways, playing the show in Warsaw, and we get to the venue, and one of the bands playing, you know, the drummer has a sake kit, and I'm like, oh my God. I freaked out. I'm just like, dude, and he was like, oh, like, just like, oh my God, man. Yeah, go ahead, check it out. And then it's like, hey, after the show, like, you want to talk? And I was like, sure. And, you know, he knew someone that knew some other person. And
sure.
That whole thing happened and started corresponding. And, you know, I just wanted to see what we could do. So we are, you know, in a good situation. They don't really have, I mean, they're obviously a well-known brand within the circle. But I feel like, in at least in my community, direct community of drummers, not so much. So
sure.
I said, hey, look, I tour a bunch. I can get these drums out in front of a lot of people.
Yeah, you're the death metal representative for Sake.
Exactly. And not just that. I mean, anything drumming, but definitely death metal. That's what I'm known for. So, and that's how it's been. It's been awesome. I correspond with the Japanese office all the time, and they're like super pro and super supportive and awesome. And it's just a great thing. So I'm extremely excited.
That's really badass.
That rules. Yeah. Ryan, you should grab a link to the website, toss it up on the Metal Shop Facebook there.
You got it.
All right, Dave, let's play another quick song and then come back and talk to you a little bit before we let you go.
Let's do it.
Chosen by you, Criminal, 1997, off of Dead Soul, Slave Master. We're hanging with Dave from Cattle Decap. It's Metal Shop on the Rock.
Time.
Oh, yes. Part of the playlist curated by Mr. Dave McGraw, drummer of Cattle Decapitation. That's a band called Criminal Slave Master. You said they're from Chile?
That's right. Yeah.
Awesome.
From Santiago.
That is very cool. And before that was Vianity. You played a lot of really good stuff tonight. Very stoked. You've actually kind of expanded the playlist a bit. You've played some stuff. I mean, we played Madball Insurrection, but we've never played Vianity or Criminal before, so.
Oh, that's cool.
Kudos. Right on. Kudos. Very cool, man.
Yeah, yeah.
We're wondering, what's your favorite thing to do while on tour?
Ooh. Oh, that's easy. That's an easy one.
Well, I mean, other than masturbation.
Yeah, you know. Personal time.
Which is actually very easy to do on tour. Never mind.
Yeah, what's up, fellas? Yeah! Check me out!
Now, when possible, if there's a gym nearby and I have the time to go have a little exercise, I go do that because, yes, people say, oh, but you're playing every night. Like, you're getting tons of exercise. Not really. Because you're traveling all day.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of hurry up and wait. And you're actually not doing anything, like, physically. Not doing a lot of stuff. So, you know, a gym nearby, cool, go there. Or if it's, you're playing in a cool city, hey, the venue's like in a good walkable part of town, go out for a walk, grab a coffee,
yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. And that's my favorite thing to do on tour.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know. One of our favorite questions that we usually ask this of everyone, pick a scar on your body, tell us the story about how you got it, and show us if you don't have to take off.
Oof,
you know,
too much time do we have?
Oh.
Well, I'll try to make it quick. So I have this scar underneath my armpit. We were on tour in Europe, and I mean, I have actually a fair amount of scars, which they're all from like surgery, so it's nothing like super badass or anything.
Okay.
But anyways, so the scar underneath my armpit, we were on tour in Europe, and it's like the third day of tour or something in Berlin. Well, actually, the day before we were in Copenhagen playing some like pretty cool fest, and I'm like, oh, I felt like a zit or something, right?
But
it's kind of gnarly, like bigger than that.
Yeah.
Next day, it's like the size of a golf ball. Dude.
Staph infection.
No, it was a huge abscess that I got because of a staph infection months before from the gym.
Oh, yeah. No.
Chunky.
And yeah. So anyway, perfect timing, of course, you know, on tour in Europe. And so it's my first time ever playing in Berlin. We've played Germany a million times, but never Berlin for some reason. And everybody's like, oh, I'm going to go see stuff. And I'm like, ah, cool. I'm going to go get general surgery. so, you know, it was pretty, pretty complicated. But went, did it, you know. They wanted to keep me like 3 hours afterwards because they're like, you know, I'm on like all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, so I wake up and they're like, oh, you have to be here for hours. I'm like,
I have to go play a show.
Yeah. And I actually ran to the clinic to get the surgery because I was trying to stop a cab and no cab would stop. I was just like in this major avenue in Berlin. And I'm like,
Leaky armpit over here.
Dude, so like I ran to the clinic and I showed up like drenched alone, you know, to get general surgery so we could play a show, you know.
Wow.
But it was pretty cool, and they treated me great.
As long as you took a video or photo, right?
Yeah, you put it in a jar.
We're talking
Dr.
Pimple
it.
Popper here.
I should have.
Did you listen to General Surgery on your way over there?
I should have. But no, so I got, you know, went, played the show the next day. It was funny because I'm like, I'm leaving the clinic, you know, and I'm like stumbling out of there, but trying really hard to pretend that I was completely okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so do I need like medication or like anything? They're like, no.
Have a good
day. Just go. And I'm like, oh, okay. And the next day, you know, we're in Frankfurt. I'm like, oh, time to take the bandage out. And I'm thinking, you know, it's just like whatever. No, it's like a magic trick, dude. I was just like pulling.
That's why you got to stay clean on the bus, man. Stay clean on the bus.
Definitely.
Dave, you're the man. Dave from Cattle Decap, who we've been talking to this last hour. Thank you again for coming in, and be safe on your guys' next upcoming tour. And we'll have to have you in again sometime.
Right on.
You got any final words for the Northwest before we jump into another Cattle Decap song here? Let you go for the night!
Stay cheesy. Stay metal.
Awesome.
Yeah! Here's Apex Blasphemy. It's Metal Shop on the Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.